Hi, this is Solon from the McDades. We have a new Christmas album called Dreaming on a Yuletide Night. This is Celtic Christmas Music.
Show number 73. Nelakanadeev, and welcome to Celtic Christmas Music. I am Mark Gunn, a Celtic musician and podcaster, and we are promoting Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. If you hear music you love, please support the artist. Visit the show notes to find out more about the artist and follow the show at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. The episode is thanks to the generosity and kindness of our patrons on Patreon. If you love Celtic music and you love Christmas music, then please show your support. Support us over on Patreon. We only release shows in the last 3 months of the year, and not many, so your kindness shares Celtic culture through Christmas cheer, like Wee Banjo 3, who kicked off the show with Sunrise at Solstice from A Winter Wonderful. Next up is the Stern Wheelers. They have a new Christmas single out. This is No Room for a Christmas Tree from Fairy Tale of New York.
Take an old yellow watercolor picture from a dusty box and put it on the fridge. Unwrap a ceramic candle holder that your grandma made in 1966. Shake off the glitter from your fingers from a picture frame you made in grade school. still holds a picture of you smiling in a haircut today it just thinks cruel. Something about the chill in the air today makes you think of all these things you've put away. Holly, holly, jolly, jolly, I prefer the melancholy. Christmas lights are hung again from your balcony. There's no room for a Christmas tree. I prefer the memory. You hang up that old berry wreath from your front door screen. And you're home, home. Yeah, you're home. Been 2 years since you came here from Kentucky. You miss seeing your breath in the air. It's a little too warm for that in Austin. At least it has been these last few years. Sometimes it gets cold enough to remind you of a foggy picture window in the glow of a birch log burning on the fire. You can almost smell that turkey cooking low. Something about the way the sun set just right makes you think of Christmas bulbs and candle lights. Holly, holly, jolly, jolly, I prefer the melancholy. Christmas lights are hung again from your balcony. There's no room for a Christmas tree. I prefer the memory. You hang up that old front door screen, and you're home, home, home. Yeah, you're home. You're home, home. Yeah, you're home.
To happen, and how right she was. Drunken men with their hollow words and lies in their eyes, and the snow. Her at the front door, she holds him tight, tears in her eyes. Your father's gone, but I am still here, and I love you, my dear. And the snow. There's no love in time. It's cheer as long as they have each other. There was going to be uncertainty, but when there's love, there's hope. She finds joy in her loving son, and there's so much living to come. And the snow
didn't mention it, but Fairy Tale of New York was a song, of course, that was written by Shane McGowan of The Pogues, and sadly he passed away a couple weeks ago. So if you get a chance, please go listen to Fairy Tale of New York, either by the Stern Wheelers or another Celtic band, including The Pogues. They have the definitive version, of course. It's absolutely wonderful. My family loves it, so go check it out. After the Stern Wheelers came Brendan Monaghan with The Snow Fell Down from Lovers Always Win, and we finished up the set with Julia Lane. That was January Thaw. From Angels We Have Heard, Beloved Music of Yuletide. I have an interview coming up right now. It's with the McDades. Let's give it a listen. Breaking through tradition, the McDades blend Celtic roots with jazz improvisation and global rhythms, earning them Juno Awards for Best Roots Album and 2 Canadian Folk Music Awards. Siblings Shannon, Solon, and Jeremiah, raised in a musical household, fuse Canadian folk with a universal love for music. Their groundbreaking compositions showcase virtuosity and brilliant onstage performances. The family's harmonies, love for each other, and music infuse their sound with improvisational spirit. From energetic instrumentals to moving vocals in English and French, the McDades create a dynamic musical experience. Welcome, Solon of the McDades. Does that pretty much sum you up?
Yeah, I think you've got all the data there that we need. I try to be a bit more than just one thing, but it's really hard. I'm stuck in this mode.
Yeah, well, how did you let me start from the beginning? How did you get started? with playing music with the band and just music in general?
Well, for all of us, it was sort of genetically predisposed. Our parents are both musicians. And as we were growing up, we were learning Suzuki violin, but also learning fiddle tunes. And our parents both grew up with that in their houses. And my sister was 8 when she started playing professionally with my parents. And then wow. As my brother and I got old enough, we joined the band. And yeah, the rest is kind of history. We used to tour around Western Canada a lot, mostly Western Canada, but a bit of the rest of the country, playing like state fair. Well, what would be like in the U.S., a state fair. Here it was this thing called Klondike Days. And then we would play corporate gigs. We would play folk festivals, folk clubs, that kind of thing. And from about 8 till 20, that's what we did. And then eventually the three of us decided, oh, well, you know, we're too cool. We're going to ditch our parents and started to create the McDades. And before it was called the McDade Family Band. We're not very creative when it comes to names, to be honest. We kind of stick with my brother and I also have a jazz group together and that's called the McDade Brothers. So we're really sticking to the theme of the McDades.
So, okay, let's take a pause for a second because you said you started off playing. Now, how old were you when you first started playing and how old was your sister when you started playing some of the festivals and such when you were younger?
We were all around 8, I guess. You know, my brother was wow. a little bit younger. He was probably 6.
And was he playing an instrument?
He was playing like the spoons and dancing and singing. And not very long afterwards, he started playing fiddle. We would play, you know, fiddle tunes. So we'd play like Boiling Cabbage Down and things like that. So he was probably doing that by 7 with his fiddle. He was playing and singing and dancing.
And how about you? What instruments do you play?
Well, with McDays, I mostly play the upright bass, but we all grew up playing fiddles. So there would be 3 fiddles. You know, when I see like Natalie and Natalie McMaster now with her family, it reminds yeah. me so much of my own childhood. So it's kind of nice. It's nice to see. I'm sure some of those kids are going to just fall in love with music and that's going to be what they do for sure.
Now, when did the McDade's Family Band take hold? When did y'all start doing your own thing?
What was the first record? It was 2002, I guess, something like that. Yeah, it was called For Real. And that was the first album that we released as the kids kind of. And yeah, that album has more traditional tunes on it than any of our other albums. It was sort of our first foray into that. And then, you know, we started to write our own tunes and things like that. And that's sort of how we got to where we are now.
Well, one of the things that I was really impressed with was I remember several tracks from the 2006 album. I think it's Bloom. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And you had some just absolutely the instrumentals. Whenever I come across the instrumentals is when I usually take notice because it was just fast, fun, and really upbeat and such. But it's knowing how music business works, I always look for like, you know, the songwriting and seeing how that develops over the time, which has also been a neat change. But how did your evolution come in 2006? Is that when you started doing, did you start doing some songwriting then?
There were a couple of original tunes on the first record from my sister Shannon and Jeremiah. And then, you know, Mai and I moved to Montreal to go to university and uh-huh. we started to play a lot more with Quebecois musicians. And that wasn't the reason why we were writing our own tunes, but just that combination worked out really well, especially for Bloom. Just the influence of the people who we were playing with in Montreal. And we got to do some recording with the great percussionist there and this great guitar player named Yann Farquet. He plays in a group called Janticorum. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, it just evolved from that. The writing part of it has always been part of our, you know, what we did, our education, our musical education, and our parents right. write songs. But just sort of recording them and coming up with like full band arrangements, it's been an evolution that's sort of progressing along, you know, as we record more and more.
Yeah. And your 2021 album, The Empress, it definitely felt like a step up from Bloom, which Is those the next consecutive album, or did I miss an album?
No, that's them. Yeah, there's a big gap in there. We had some health things to take care of, and so we didn't record during those years. But that's the leap from Bloom to the Empress. Yeah.
Fantastic. Where are y'all from again? I don't think I couldn't find that information when I was quickly looking.
we grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, and my sister and brother are still there. Shannon and Jeremiah are still in Edmonton, as are our parents. And I live in Montreal.
Okay. Oh, wow. That is a big gap, isn't it?
Yeah.
All over the country there.
Yeah, it's in some ways it kind of is nice. I don't really know. I mean, we haven't never had that like band where you could meet every week and have a rehearsal. But what we end up doing is meeting just before a tour or just before a recording, and we'll have pretty intense like rehearsals every day for a few days, where we'll play for 6 hours, 8 hours or something.
Sounds like a blast.
and then go on tour. We just finished like a 10-day tour right now. And so it's kind of a neat way, because it's intense, very, very all together working. And then we separate, and then we get back together, and then we separate. So it's been a neat process.
So you have a new album that just came out last month, and that is called The Winter Collection, right? We'll find out more about that in a moment, but why don't we play a track from A Winter Collection? What would you like to highlight for us to get us started?
Sounds good. This is a British carol. It's called The Holly and the Ivy, and it's one that we just love to fiddle along to and play. It lends itself to sort of a Celtic interpretation, so it's one of our favorites to play.
All right, here's The Holly and the Ivy. Thank you. Fantastic. So tell me more about A Winter Collection. How did this album come to be?
Well, we every year we play a series of Christmas concerts. This winter we're playing 18 shows, and they're sold out.
Wow.
Which is great. And we've been doing it for a long time. We've been doing it for more than 20 years.
Wow.
In the same venue. We just go back and do them. It's really nice. They're acoustic, and it's a small venue. That's partly why it's so many shows and everything. And the people are sitting maybe like a foot away from us, you know, and it's just super intimate. It's in these old houses in Edmonton down in the River Valley. And,
amazing.
There's no electricity. It's all lit by oil lamps and totally acoustic.
Is that are all the shows at that one venue?
No, they're in two venues. One is that venue, and then another one is a larger venue that has a higher capacity, and those are more, you know, they're electrified with a full regular concert kind of vibe.
I like the sound of this first one because it sounds very homey. What's the venue called?
It's called the John Walter Museum. It's some of these the oldest houses in Edmonton, which are not super old if you're from Eastern Canada or Eastern U.S. But in the West, they're old. They're about 180 years old or something like that.
Wow.
And, I think each house gets about 60 people in it, and, it's totally acoustic, and it's special in that you feel shut off from the city. You feel like you've stepped back in time in a way. And, you know, they give hot chocolate and cookies and people are singing along, and it's really intimate. And it's been cool because we've seen like entire generations of people grow up coming to those shows. And now they have kids. Yeah. They're bringing their kids to the shows. And for some families, it means a lot about the season. It sort of connects them to Christmas and the holiday season. So, and it means a lot to us too, because we get just this warm feeling every time we get to do it, you know, people just, the love comes through, and it's just awesome. It's great. So
yeah,
that led us to kind of investigating holiday music, Christmas music, and getting more into, you know, finding the songs that we thought kind of highlighted our roots, which are more in the Celtic music world. We wanted to be able to kind of find songs that we could interpret that were Christmas songs, but also kind of encapsulate what we feel is our contribution to the music, which is coming from the Celtic side of things. So it's been really fun. It's been great.
That's cool. Well, how about you tell us a story about one of the songs on the album? Find out a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
What track you want to talk about?
Well, the single from the record is Dreaming on a Yuletide Night.
Is that an original piece?
Yeah, it's a song that our dad wrote. Our dad, he's not, when you see the McDay's records, our dad is usually not on it. Sometimes he might appear as a guest. But on this record, he's all over the place because he plays the harp. Yeah. He plays the harp. And, you know, the harp just goes so perfectly with this music. And this is a part of the year where we still gig a lot with our dad. And so we wanted to make sure that he was on the record. And our dad is he's an amazing person. He's just super cool. He's laid back and he's kind of thoughtful and you know, very sensitive to what's going on in our lives, but also in the rest of the world. And he thought it would be nice to have a song about joy and love and peace that was not overtly religious, but more about mankind, you know, just connecting in this season where things up here, you know, it gets cold and dark. And, it's kind of a time where it feels nice to be able to connect with people and feel kind of the love of mankind. And that's where that idea for that song came from. So he wrote the lyrics and then we put it together and, let's stream it on a Yuletide night.
Nights are getting longer and the days are getting colder. The leaves are falling off the trees and they're blowing down the street. I'm beginning to see the light of the longest Yuletide night. I believe I see the star and three wise men from afar. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Have very good cheer.
and a happy new year. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Have very good cheer and a happy new year. If I really try, I think I hear them say, we gotta look for the light to show us all the way. It's taken so long, are we almost there? If we're lost in the desert, can we really learn to care? We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. And a happy new year. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Have very good cheer and a happy new year. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Dreaming on a Yuletide night. Have very good cheer and a happy new year. We're dreaming on a Yuletide.
Awesome. So we talked about you, Solon, Jeremiah, and your sister, Shannon. There are more people in the band than just the three of you. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the core of the group. And then we bring in different people. And, you know, we have our main guitarist is a guitarist from Vancouver named Andy Hillhouse. He used to play in a band called Mad Pudding. I don't know if you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
They were a Canadian Celtic group. They've got some great albums based out of Vancouver. And Shannon actually played with him as a substitute violinist in their band in Mad Pudding like 20 years ago or something. And then when we were kind of touring more and wanted to get, we needed a guitarist that could tour, she said, well, Andy is the man. He really is. He is just a rock solid rhythm guitar player. I mean, yeah. It's just such a pleasure to hear him play. And he's like a train, you know, once he gets going, you just get on board that train and ride. It's fun. He just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And then we use a lot of percussion in the group, percussion from the British Isles and from Ireland, but also from North Africa and the Middle East. So that's part of the influence of sort of this pool of musicians in Montreal that we've been using. So we play a lot with a percussionist named Eric Breton, who's a fabulous Quebecois musician who plays Boren, but also a lot of hand frame drums, tambourine, cajon, lots of percussion. So we tour with him, or we tour with a drummer, a jazz drummer named Rich Irwin, who's a Grammy Award drummer, winning drummer in Montreal. So it kind of depends on the vibe. Sometimes for festivals, having a full drum kit is nice. But when we're playing in smaller venues and theaters and stuff, we go for percussion.
Now, you mentioned the award-winning. You've won numerous awards yourselves. How's that played out for helped in that? What?
Yeah,
it seemed pretty amazing. So fantastic! Congrats!
Yeah, we've been lucky. We managed to collect a few awards and lots of nominations. It's been great. You know, it just helps open doors. It helps with, you know, promotion and things like that. And I think it helps just get your name out there, which is. When you're kind of an independent musician, I think that's a big part of the game, you know, is just getting out there. So the accolades have been awesome. It's nice, especially sometimes, you know, when they're from people in the industry, I think those mean a lot because it means that they're recognizing you within that group of professional musicians. My sister Shannon is a great producer. She's an awesome record producer. She's worked with originally was working with a guy named Bill Bourne. He was a singer-songwriter, and then she's done I think 8 albums with a Celtic singer named Maria Dunn. And they've won Juno Awards with Maria, and Jeremiah and I play on those records too. So it's sort of like this standard that we try to shoot for, you know, to keep the music kind of elevated and have interesting arrangements and really take the time to, yeah. to flesh that musical ideas out. And I think that that's come across on the records, and we've been really lucky that way to be able to work, you know, with people in your family who kind of push you to get the best ideas that you can and the best performance that you can.
That's really cool. Especially, you know, I mean, again, bringing it back to family and Christmas music. I was like, yeah. But it's nice that you can have someone to that can do just that, as you say, because certainly this time of year, you want to have some beautiful familial feeling. And I think I feel like your group is able to pull that off as a family. For families, which is really, really neat. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. To us, like, that is something that we learned from our parents, actually. And just growing up, Christmas always meant being together and being in a family. And also yeah. sharing music, like performing for other people and just sort of helping people have a moment of peace and just sort of celebration and feeling good about, you know, the years can be stressful and hard and people struggle sometimes. And I think for everybody, if you're an artist and you allow the public to connect to you and use you to sort of dream and escape and kind of get into another space, and then they have to go back to reality eventually, of course, but yeah. but it's so awesome to sort of just give everybody, if you can, give them a little break from the day-to-day stuff. And we try to do that with our music, especially at Christmas time. We try to like open that door and say, you know, come on in, have a little break.
And well, how about we finish up with one more track? But before we head out, where can people find you online?
TheMcDades.com is our website. And of course, all those social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We're there. We're trying to make some noise.
Excellent.
So yeah, check it out. And we have a new record coming out later in 2024.
Fantastic.
In the spring of 2024, there'll be a new McDade's album coming out. So we're excited about that too.
We have one final track that we're going to play. Can you tell me a little bit about this track? I was going to say the name, but the name is not the name that I know it by. So tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, we call it Guillaume Printemps Tambourin, which is a French for Willie, get your little drum. But a lot of people know this song as Patapan. It's an old French carol, very old carol, actually, that we just love the melody. It's so memorable and catchy. So we arranged that tune, and Jeremiah, my brother, wrote a fiddle tune in the middle of it that's kind of in the Breton style of fiddling. We were trying to capture a bit of that sound. And it's just great fun to play live. I mean, I think everybody gets the feet moving and the butt's that's shaking. Awesome. So it's great.
Awesome. Well, here's Patapan by The McDades. You can find them at themcdades.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. I hope you enjoy that interview. Again, you can find the McDades at themcdades.com. There are links at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. And if you love Celtic music, make sure you subscribe to our companion podcast, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every week, I share amazing, independent Celtic music from musicians around the globe. The Celtic Top 20 episode takes place during the last week of the year, so mark your calendar for that. And also check out our hour-long Celtic Christmas special on the podcast. It's all at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Next up is Ashley Davis with Let Mary Meet from Songs of the Celtic Winter 2.
See how she shines in the snowfall. See how the toiling forest bed. The cold laws of streams that are frozen in the morning winter air. Move off this cold with locks on the hearth. Bring in your welcomes, hold on to your hearts. The gods will not ask you to be merry when weak. Fill up your cups, let Mary meet. Young men enjoy love and dancing within the whispering forest there. Take ribbons from their branches in the evening winter air. Move off this cold with locks on the hearth. Bring in your welcomes, hold on to your hearts. The gods will not ask you to be merry when weak. Fill your cups, let Mary meet.
It's all from Santa. With everyone asleep, into our house he'll creep, and presents he will leave for Christmas morning. Where are the cookies, the milk and pasty cookies, so I can feed Santa when he gets here? The cookies seem quite tame, and milk is rather lame. Wouldn't Santa really rather have a growler? And it's all for me now, me holly jolly now. It's all for the gifts I get from Santa. With everyone asleep, into our house he'll creep, and presents he will leave for Christmas morning. I'm sick of the nog, I've been quite a hog since the start of the holiday season. Drinking a gallon a day, getting drunk on the way, a hangover I will have tomorrow. And it's all for the nog, me holly jolly nog. It's all for the gifts I get from Santa. With everyone asleep, into our house he'll creep, and presents he will leave for Christmas morning. And it's all for me now, me holly jolly now. It's all for the gifts I get from Santa. With everyone asleep, into our house he'll creep, and presents he will leave for Christmas morning. And it's all for me now, me holly jolly now. It's all for the gifts I get from Santa. With everyone asleep, into our house he'll creep, and presents he will leave for Christmas morning.
After Ashley Davis came some Celtic Christmas comedy with crossed cannons. Say that four times fast. That was All For Me Nog from A Pirate Christmas Story. And we finished up the set with We Three Kings by Screaming Orphans from their album Happy Christmas Volume 1. I haven't heard about the Volume 2 yet, so that came out about two years ago, I think. So stay tuned for that. All right, I hope you had a wonderful time this week, and I have another show that will be coming out next week. It will be the last Celtic Christmas music episode. However, there will be one on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, so keep an ear open for that. We're going to finish up with Scythian. This is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from their album Christmas Out at Sea. Thanks so much for listening. Sláinte.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Babe was born and lay within a manger upon this blessed morn, of which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and up to certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Savior of all your virgin bright, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The shepherds at those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks of feeding in tempest, storm, and wind, and went to Bethlehem straightway the Son of God to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Celtic Christmas music was produced by Mark Gunn, Carol Baril, and our Christmas patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the podcast. You'll find links to all the artists played in this episode. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. And best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through Christmas music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Nella Kanadive.